Nigeria takes both the hawk and the dove approach to terrorists. A month passes with no word on kidnapped Syrian church leaders, and in spite of increasing trouble, Christians gather for a prayer conference in Burma. We'll tell you what that's all about on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nigeria is in lockdown. Nigeria has rebels on the run. Nigeria is releasing criminals. Well, what's really going on? Todd Nettleton, a spokesman with Voice of the Martyrs USA, thinks the government's taking both the hawk and the dove approach to the Boko Haram terrorist group.
If you will talk peace and if you will cooperate, yes, there is a pathway for that. If you won't, then we're going to come and hunt you down. And I think it'll be interesting to see in the weeks to come which pathway produces the most progress in establishing peace and security in northeastern Nigeria.
Boko Haram wants to turn Nigeria into an Islamic state, which means getting rid of Christians and their faith. The bloodbath that followed cost 3,000 people their lives. They need you to advocate for them. Why?
In spite of all the violence and in spite of everything that you see going on, there are Christians there who are encouraged, they're following Christ, and they're trying to grow the church in their cities.
At missionnetworknews.org, we have more prayer needs. Next, the two archbishops kidnapped in Syria just passed the 1 month in captivity with no word of their whereabouts. In fact, little is known about their abductors. The Orthodox Church of Syria issued a public call for their release. The Turkish Prime Minister has been in talks with the church, and members of the U.S. Congress are asking that the kidnapping be made a priority. One of the archbishops sits on Sat7's International Council. Pray for their safe release. This is Mission Network News. Zimbabwe dumped the faded pages of their old constitution last Wednesday. The new constitution shines with promises of limited presidential power in upcoming elections. But can new leadership pull Zimbabwe out of its economic nosedive? The high poverty rate has pastors in Zimbabwe struggling for resources, according to Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach.
The pastors are hungry for any kind of training they can get. Many of them are not seminary trained, and they don't have the resources that we have here, you know, books and seminars, conferences, access to the internet. Even if they were there, it's hard for them to even afford to buy those resources.
Christian World Outreach and Shepherd Project Ministries have a 5-day training conference for pastors in Zimbabwe next week, but it's not cheap.
We're still looking for people to support a pastor for $140. That will give him that week's training, and that will go far.
Next, could you take some time out of your Saturday this week and pray for Myanmar? Christians in Myanmar experience some of the worst persecution in the world. The U.S. government commission recommended that Myanmar stay blacklisted in the top 15 world governments with ongoing violations of religious freedom. Bishop Zothan Moya with Asian Access is holding a prayer conference tomorrow at a church in Myanmar.
We have invited from all denominations prayer warriors to come together where we will be praying for our country.
They'll be covering some specific prayer needs.
For peace in our country, you know, the conflict that we have between the Muslims and the Buddhists and also among the ethnic groups.
What's really cool about Asian Access's program is that it stands out from the calls to violence. They're encouraging Christians in Myanmar to represent Christ.
That we may be able to be a channel of peace, a channel of love, and a channel of forgiveness.
And your prayers are needed for a senior missionary in the Ukraine. 80-year-old Nick Leonovich, serving with Slava Gospel Association, fell down a flight of stairs. He sustained a serious head injury and is in critical condition right now. Nick and his wife came to Ukraine to participate in the graduation ceremony of an SGA-sponsored school. Ask the Lord to heal his injuries and restore his health. Pray comfort for Nick's wife, who's also an SGA missionary. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life with your gift of any amount. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll give you a copy. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.